You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
In today's episode, we list the grittest things on Earth, we discuss topping Jar Jar Binks, and we bully, stalk, and fangirl over a 9-year-old. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hey everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. Now, before we go any further, let's give some love to our sponsor for this week's episode, and that is my book, Binge. It's been out for 6 months. That's crazy. That's so bizarre to me that it's already been out for that long. Thank you so much for all the support. If you haven't picked it up, you can get it as an ebook, as a physical copy, anywhere you live, or you can get the audiobook. That would be great. Let me know what you think. And also, if you've already read it, like the physical copy, the audiobook is a new edition that will change your life. It's a completely different experience. So pick it up. Thank you so much. Go get Binge today. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening and
good night.
Good night.
Thank you guys for listening.
On the Truman Show?
I don't know. I've never seen the Truman Show.
Good morning and good night.
Who's the Truman Show about? Who's that one guy with the rubber
face?
Jim Carrey.
Is that called Truman Show?
I never saw it. Didn't catch that one.
Well, I'd probably freak you out. That's the one where his life is a TV show.
But he didn't know it?
Do you think?
Or does he know it?
Something. No, he doesn't, but he figures it out.
I'd like to see that. You know what?
Lucky for you. I'm sure you can get it on, like,
is it on
Netflix
something?
Or something.
I was just on my Twitter. And you know
Wow.
And you know how it shows who to follow?
Oh, I hate that.
Well, guess who it's telling me to follow?
Jim Carrey.
A verified Ashley Tisdale fan account.
Weird.
Ashley Tisdale French. But I'm hovering over it, and it's just Ashley Tisdale. Is that just her? Oh, nope, it's her. Why does it want me to follow Ashley Tisdale? What's she up to? That's all.
My suggestions are always, like, not very.
It's also a fan account of mine. It's telling me to follow one of them. And then also somebody that we just ran into in the hallway.
Weird.
Yeah, very weird.
Weird.
Anyway. Who were we just talking about, that one guy? That actor?
Jim Carrey.
Would
you fuck him?
No, I would not fuck him. But I will say, him crawling out of the rhinoceros.
Ace Ventura 1 or 2?
I think it's in Ace Ventura.
Or 3. Wasn't there a kid Ace Ventura?
That is one of the... No, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. That is one of the franchises that never got bad. It got progressively better, I would say. Thoughts?
I think there was a, yeah, there
much
was.
Much like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
No, girl.
And like Look Who's Talking Now.
I don't think you can say that knowing that there was a Ace Ventura Pet Detective Jr.
Okay, no,
that
came out
so in 2009.
It did fall off the wagon. It does feel off the wagon a little bit.
I mean, I guess I just don't
Same
need
with Home
a...
Alone. I loved Home Alone 3.
And then they replaced that kid.
Yeah.
We've talked about this before.
I loved that kid who they replaced it with. I thought that third one was good.
Didn't we look him up on Twitter?
I don't know if we did that. Maybe this was on your free time?
No, I think you, like, followed him and said he was still cute.
Never would have done that. in my life because he's like 10.
Okay, all of you listening, please.
Speaking of 10-year-olds on Twitter,
the episode where we discuss Home Alone 3 and the kid, and then tweet the episode to Tyler so he'll go back and listen to it.
Anywho, speaking of 10-year-olds on Twitter, are you familiar with this Jacob Tremblay?
No, Tremblay.
Is that his name?
People always say it with an accent like that. They're like, Jacob Tremblay.
Well, he must have a publicist and a half because they are really pushing his new puppy and naming it. Are you familiar with this?
He's, first of all, 9, so don't age him by a year.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. Is he 9? I loved him in Room, The Room. What is it called?
Okay. You're such like a fake Jacob Tremblay fan.
Oh my God,
name another piece of his work. You loved him in Room, of course you did. That's the only thing he's ever been in. He's 9.
I never said I was a Jacob Tremblay super fan. All I said was that I loved him in Room.
I mean, I'm sure it's not all he's been in, but I mean, that'd be like...
I'm sure he was in like...
You saying I love Jim Carrey in Ace Ventura makes sense, but being like, oh, I love Jacob Tremblay in Room.
Oh, so you're just saying I should just say I love... I love his entire catalog of work because that's all it is.
Well, he
was. Why are you dragging his IMDb? I'm sure he was in something.
He was in Smurfs too.
Well, thank God. So was Britney Spears' voice.
Ooh la la.
Yes.
He played Blue Winslow.
Well, who didn't?
You.
I passed on that.
You gave him your role.
Girl, I give him a buttered roll. Yeah. I would kill for a buttered roll. Corey and I were on a flight the other day.
Yeah, and I had to talk you into that garlic
toast. Well, I was a fool. You know how they come around? Well, I don't know if you know, but they come around when you're traveling international and that with a whole basket of rolls. And they say, would you like this or a rosemary roll or a pretzel roll? Or
a whole wheat roll?
A whole wheat roll?
And what was the first one you got?
I got, well, he said herb.
Well, that's how they say it
right,
in Australia.
Right, like a fucking idiot.
Herbs.
Yeah.
So you got the herb roll.
Yeah, Jacob Tremblay would never.
No, he wouldn't. What kind of herbs would...
Well, bitch, I was not expecting a rosemary.
I guess I just don't like them saying herb. Like, there's herbs are
like
there?
That's like saying, oh, it's a fucking, fucking meat roll. Well, bitch, that could be kangaroo. That could be a sausage.
Well, just know I went to the list of culinary herbs and spices Wikipedia page. And
tell
there's
me more.
So many, it's alphabetized.
Well, let's all tweet at Virgin Australia. no,
and
so
say what?
It was a rosemary roll. And I did not like it. I'm going to be honest with you, but I ate the whole thing.
Now, middle school and or high school, did you ever go to like a high school basketball game?
Oh, yes.
And like when one of the players on your team was like scoring a bunch of points?
You're on a roll.
You're like,
I was cheering. You were on a roll.
So like at our school, we'd be like, you know, he's smooth butter because he's on a roll.
No, you know what the cheer was?
Is that what you would say?
No, the cheer was.
What is smooth butter?
Well, I went to a problematic high school. Let me start there.
Oh, yeah, your mascot.
Our mascot was the Chieftains, which is appropriation.
We're going to have to go to the problem attic to talk about this.
Yeah, let's all climb up those stairs to the problem attic.
Okay. Now that we're there. Chieftains. Still.
Yes.
On Kimmy Schmidt, they made a joke about it in season 2 where they're like, why is this still a thing?
It's pretty embarrassing. And I love everything about my alma mater. I loved my high school experience. But Okemos, if you're listening, I know that the whole city is a Native American name, Okemos. But I don't know if I feel comfortable with Chieftains being the mascot. Anyway.
My high school was Jayhawks.
What is that?
I don't even think it's a real bird anymore.
Anymore? It's extinct.
It died.
I was looking up extinct animals. Koalas are not extinct. Or not endangered, I mean. Just the FYI to everyone. No, because I was looking up if tigers were endangered, which they are.
You were looking up how to spell tigers.
Corey and I were on this flight with the rosemary rolls, and I was doing a crossword, which I bought a crossword book thinking, well, let's hope this is easy. I got through half of one crossword, and I knew this was a bad investment because I did not know how to spell tiger. Is it with an A? Is it with an E? Where does the R go? There's a shoe brand that's confusing.
Is there a U in there?
Tiger. Speaking of tigers, have you seen Jungle Book yet?
No.
Neither have I.
Let's see it.
Okay. Although, you know, I can't see 3D and they make everything in stupid 3D nowadays.
Well, I mean, your eyes really are
windows to the soul. What was I talking about? Oh, we were talking about basketball games.
And so, you know they're smooth butter because they're on a roll.
No, the cheer that Queen Jackie taught me.
The puppet.
No, not the puppet.
I was going to have them all tweet at their favorite celebrity and tell them that they're smooth butter because they're on a roll.
It goes,
it's like a probably a good idea.
I'm trying to remember that. It's nothing about butter. It's like.
It's like,
if you
can
don't
do
like
it.
Our apples, then don't shake our tree.
I think you've told me this.
I think I've cheered this before.
You're like, naughty, naughty, get that crab apple out of my tree.
Oh my God.
Because I'm hungry. And bring that food over here.
Me screaming about crab apples at a basketball game. Defense!
Defense. Block them, boys.
I did like going to the basketball games, though. It was a big event to go to the football games.
Were there like,
I would bring my satchel.
Were there like a basketball shoe that was popular when you were in high school?
If there was, like, do you think I would know?
Well, I mean, I just remember that was when that like Nelly Air Force One song came out.
Air Force One.
Yeah, and every guy on our basketball team had Air Force One.
I did not look at the shoe wear of the team.
What were you looking at?
Girl, those gym shorts flip-flopping. I was all about ruse. I wore a lot of kangaroos. Ruse. Are you familiar?
Yeah, I had a pair when I was in college.
They had a pocket on the side. I liked any shoe with
you
pockets.
You, like, kept chapstick in yours.
I kept my lucky penny. Oh, God. I did not keep chapstick.
Of course you had a lucky penny.
Oh, of course I did.
You kept what shoe? Was there one in both?
Well, I kept a penny in one, and then we would pass notes to each other. And zip it into each other's shoes.
That's so dumb.
Listen, Eric Meyer and I were very busy.
You were like, so would you put your foot up on the desk?
What?
The escritorio?
What, is that how you say desk? Well, first I would take my bully griffo.
Bully. You can just say bully.
In escribe.
Si.
En el papel.
Mm. Si.
Putar it.
No. Pongo.
Pongo it in your pongo.
I don't even know if that's
N-L
right.
El zapato. Oh, my God. I literally just fucked up your Spanish.
Pongo is, I put.
I literally just, like, fucking destroyed that. Sorry, all of you.
You were like, I pongo el noto in el shuo.
Zapato, you fucking idiot.
I know.
Find some culture.
Zapato.
I do like the word zapato, mainly because it reminds me of the Pokemon. Zapdos. You familiar?
There was a Pokemon name. I bet, like, let me guess what it was. Zapdos.
Yeah.
It was like a bird. Okay. It was like yellow.
Don't act like you're guessing.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Wow. Zapdos.
How do you feel about Articuno, Zapdos, and Moltres?
Is Articuno the one that looks like a little radish?
Okay, well, absolutely not.
What's that one that looks like a little, like, beetroot?
Oddish? Is that what you're talking
about? Is that it?
I think that's what you're talking about.
Let me look. Yes, exactly.
Articuno, Oddish. Zapdos, and Moltres.
Articuno was that, like, wolf-looking one.
No, you fuck. There were three birds. They were the legendary birds. And I just realized Articuno ends with uno. Moltres ends with trace. That's three. Zapdos ends with dos. Uno, dos, trace. Thoughts.
Well, I was trying to spell Articuno. What was the one you just said?
Articuno. Articuno?
I was trying to look him up, and so I typed it, and I spelled it wrong, and then it came up with Arcano, and it said it was a crossbreed between Arcanine and Hypno.
Would you fuck,
a Pokemon?
No, Anderson Cooper.
Yes, always.
Okay, cool.
How old is he?
I don't know. I saw him from across the bar.
Really?
Once at a gay bar. Yeah. He was very muscly, a lot more muscly than you think.
He's got a partner.
Also, thoughts on Elizabeth Banks as Rita Repulsa?
Is that happening?
Yeah, they just released the image of it, of her picture. That's her.
No, that was, somebody tweeted that.
That's real. The costume is not what I want it to be.
No. Someone tweeted that as a joke, I thought.
No, this is real. This is a hundo real. This is happening.
Somebody, are you serious? Oh, I'm looking.
The original Pokemon series, or not Pokemon, Power Rangers series, when they revealed the Green Ranger to be the White Ranger.
Tommy.
It was game changing. I remember that as clear as day.
I had all of the Power Rangers. I had all of the things.
Were they in Galaxy Galley?
I had
Gallery.
Alien Alley?
Alien Alley.
If you think about it, the Power Rangers were aliens. So they could hang out in Alien Alley.
Is that in the sense that we're all aliens?
So it was that, like, you know, like the Power Rangers that were like a little bit bigger. They were probably like...
Don't size shame.
They're probably like 8 inches. So they were like action figures, but bigger for
eight
some
inches?
Reason.
A little bit bigger?
Yeah.
Yeah, tell me more.
Maybe like 12 inches. I don't remember. Sure. They were like bigger than a foot long hot dog.
Okay. A foot long hot dog?
Yeah.
Who got a foot long hot dog?
I'm sure somebody does.
I'm sure we've discussed it, but do you like cheese in the hot dog
yes,
before you
always,
cook it?
Yes, yeah, okay, yes, okay. Yes. So then... I had those Power Rangers, and I wanted to collect them all, and my grandma...
Dumb bitch.
...one time bought me one...
I already know she failed you in this.
...just like that, like all the other ones, and it had a stupid button on the back of it, and you push it, and it would, like, kick its left leg.
Stupid.
It was so dumb.
What is this, like, amateur hour?
Who needed that karate chopping action Power Ranger?
I really...
I'm just kidding.
I really liked the Blue Ranger, and I've discussed this before.
Billy.
Billy, yeah.
He has a name.
He's gay.
Wow.
IRL.
Wow.
Yeah.
What do you think he's up to? Do you think he's
sucking,
like,
dick? That's what the fuck he's up to.
Do you think he's like on Twitter with like the kid from Home Alone 3 and like Jacob Tremblay?
He's probably submitting names for Jacob Tremblay's new dog.
Anyway, a Twitter poll?
No, so he's Jacob Tremblay is all like, y'all, he walked the fucking carpet with this dog or something, maybe, I don't know.
That was like that. When Quvenzhané Wallace
with
was
her purses.
With her dog purses.
Do you think
Jacob Tremblay is the new Quvenzhané?
Well, thank God. Do you think they're friends? Do you think they're dating?
They're all like the new like Hailee Steinfeld. Because she was Oscar nominated at a young age.
You know, I never saw that one movie.
And they're all like, I mean.
I never saw that Hailee Steinfeld movie.
Really?
Yeah, what was it?
It's like Old Country Men.
Have you seen Camp Rock?
No.
Okay.
Why would I ever?
Because all of the kids are like, oh, I'm so excited for summer camp. It's going to be just like Camp Rock. I'm like, first of all, what the fuck are you talking about?
True Grit.
True Grit.
That was the movie.
All I see from that is grits. Have you ever had grits?
Cheesy grits. Cheesy.
I don't think I've ever had grits.
Cheesy true grits.
Oh my God, we should get Hailee Steinfeld on the podcast and just make her eat grits for 30 minutes.
Or like
some true grit.
Ask her like which of her lines she remembers. And like we'll like pull it up and we'll like reenact scenes with her.
True or grit?
Yes.
A game.
And then they tell if this question is true or if that's just grit.
It's grit. Like it's when like, something's great, but it's grit.
But it's like great, but grit.
Oh, that's really grit.
Name like 8 things you think are really grit.
Oh, you know what I think is grit? What do I think is grit? Billy the Power Ranger.
Yeah.
Jacob Tremblay's dog. Yeah. Unless it's a stupid, ugly dog. You know what?
You don't even know what the breed is?
No.
You keep naming things
Can
that
you
are,
look it up, please?
You keep naming things that are great.
Things that are not grit. Oh, I was going to say something that's not grit. I don't like it when I get a notification that a poll that I voted in is now complete.
I like that.
I hate that because I vote in a lot of polls. Anytime I see a poll, I vote. If I'm like stalking fan accounts, I like vote in all their polls. And I'm like, I don't need to know the results of a poll that I took on a whim.
I saw like a poll.
Not great.
I saw a poll that wasn't even about us that you and I suddenly like were one of the options in, and I like no one had voted in this poll except for me and you, so I think we won it.
What was the question?
It was like who's your ride or die, and then it was like naming other YouTubers, but like we were not supposed to be the subject of this poll, and then like the fourth
because they were not a fan account for
no, and then the fourth option was like. I guess Tyler and Corey. And I like voted in it and it was
and
like,
you sent it to like your group chat of your family and you were like, everyone please vote for this.
Oh my God.
What?
I found Jacob Tremblay's dog.
Is it great?
They named it Ray after
Charles?
Star Wars.
Oh, stupid. What kind of dog is it? Is it a stupid dog? Is
no,
it
no,
a
no,
dumb
you,
shih tzu?
You know our two friends with those two little cute brown fluffy dogs?
Yep.
It's literally that.
Not cute. I don't like.
Oh my god!
I don't. You know, I don't like small dogs.
What kind of is that?
I want.
How dare you bully a 9-year-old for having a new puppy?
You know what? If it's in this public spotlight, it's not always gonna be grit.
Things that aren't grit.
Things that aren't grit. So besides Jacob Tremblay's dog,
yeah.
You know what else is not grit?
The fact that dogs don't stay puppies forever.
Hey, do you believe all dogs go to heaven?
So I think that was the first movie I ever saw in the theater.
Okay.
If I'm being completely honest.
Okay.
And I don't remember any of the plot of it other than like some of the dogs saying.
It's about dogs dying.
I know.
I think.
When we were kids, we had fucked up movies to deal with.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
all, and it
like,
wasn't that great.
Like, spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Mufasa dies from a murder.
Okay. Well, it's not like.
He's murdered.
That's like saying, spoiler alert, Jesus died.
No.
Like, we all know by now.
No.
Enough time has passed.
No. All dogs.
People don't know that Mufasa died?
No. Okay. Somebody out there didn't know Mufasa died, and you just ruined it for them.
Well, you said spoilers.
He was murdered.
We're all great.
Know who else was murdered?
Yeah.
Bambi's mom.
All these parents.
Dead.
Warning.
Murdered.
What would you do if... I'm not even gonna... If you could murder anybody's parents, who would you murder?
I guess I...
I know who you're gonna... Never mind.
I was like, I guess I wouldn't murder anyone's parents.
But
murder's
then,
wrong and murder's illegal.
It's so illegal.
Yeah.
If you could if you could have any parents eat a rosemary roll, that's not that great. Whose parents would you force that upon? Anyway, back to the original subject. So I picked
what
the rosemary
the
roll.
Oh my god.
And I look over and Corey had gotten two. What did you get?
Garlic breads.
Two sliced garlic breads that were seeping butter.
And garlic.
And good.
And they had that crusty edge.
Were they great?
And that warm middle.
Tell me more about that.
Like, what other things do you wish had a crusty edge and a warm middle?
Oh. I don't know.
Have you ever been on a date with someone who has a crusty edge
stop
and a warm middle?
Probably.
And did you play his fiddle?
Oh my god, stop.
Did you eat his Skittle?
Did you see that Tumblr post that
is
I told you about?
Is it sweeter in the middle?
About, is that a read?
No.
Oh, never mind.
Did you play his friddle?
Stop it.
Oh
my god, Corey, you guys, there's this bonus clip on the Amazing Race YouTube channel. Of Corey and I in Dubai, and it's one of the comments was, this is literally like listening to their fucking stupid podcast, because it's us in the back of a cab, and
sometimes you were just in a cab for like 30 minutes, and there was nothing you could really do
and the cameras are just recording you, so
and
Corey
the cameras
and
are
like,
just always rolling.
We're treating it like a podcast episode. What were we rhyming?
I think dirt, or cough, or like crusty, warm center.
No, it was something I forget. Anyway, well, I will say the bonus clips of The Amazing Race were actually gold all the time, of us at least.
I will say.
What will you say?
That sometimes.
Do you think Jacob Tremblay is rooting for us on The Amazing Race?
I'm sorry. I'm stuck on the Google image search for All Dogs Go to Heaven.
Do you think Jacob Tremblay
I remember
Googles
nothing
himself?
Of this plot.
Is Jacob Tremblay verified? I'm fascinated by Jacob Tremblay.
Of course he's verified. He won like a Screen Actors Guild Award.
Well, here I am on twitter.com/JacobTremblay. It's not him. It's some...
Tremblay.
How do you spell it? Because I'm on some gay's Twitter from Arizona.
Tremblay.
His profile says he's humble and kind. I
Blay.
Doubt it. Jacob.
Blay. It's not like Tiger.
It's not coming up. He's not easily searchable.
Do you not know how to spell Tremblay?
Oh, Tremblay.
Not to be confused with what?
Well, now, I don't mean to bully him, which is always a great start to a sentence when you're talking about a 9-year-old.
But this is the Jacob Tremblay Queens
episode. Yeah, okay, if you're listening, Jacob, you know we love him. But
he cannot listen. There's an explicit warning.
Oh,
and his Twitter says that his mom and dad monitor
Jacob, if you're listening, turn it off. And come back to us in 9 years. 9? Yeah. Explicit. Anyway,
he has
go
a
to his Twitter
with
account.
Lady Gaga.
Go to shut the fuck up.
On his Twitter.
Are you fucking kidding me right
no,
now?
No, no.
Oh, I see it. Wow.
No.
Wow.
He's
okay,
like
well,
not even as tall as her tits.
Yeah, she's short to begin with. You know he's short. Not to like body shame a 9-year-old. So are you on his Twitter account?
Uh-huh.
Look at his banner. Tell me he's not dressed as Miranda Sings.
Wait, actually. Oh my god.
An iconic look.
And people drag my Twitter header.
I like it. It's him looking over the city. That's his city. He's going to own this town. That's what I get from this Twitter banner. He's looking at the town thinking, New York? Jacob Tremblayville.
I think, if anything, I think they really should rename New York
Jacob Trombleyville.
Jacob Trombleyville.
Yeah.
But then
Trombleyville. New Trombleyville.
You know that New York, iconic Queen Tiffany Pollard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Her name would be I Love Jacob Trombleyville.
And who doesn't?
Truly.
It, yeah. What I like about Jacob Tremblay's Twitter is he's an actor. He's a Lego enthusiast.
Star Wars fanatic.
Star Wars fanatic. And all his friends call me Jake.
I mean, if he...
Is that an invitation for us to call him Jake?
If he...
Would he consider us his friends? His fans?
Ma'am.
Yes?
If he can watch the Star Wars... He can listen to an explicit podcast.
Okay. I feel that. How do you think he feels about Jar Jar Binks?
He probably doesn't even know him. I think if you watched all...
He probably doesn't know
him. I think if you watched all the Star Wars films back to back to back to back to back to back to back...
It's the same length of his entire time on Earth.
That's what I literally was going to say. I think
it's
9 years.
I'm looking at
who
he
follows. So he's probably
follows.
Not even at Jar Jar Binks yet.
He's very selective of who he follows. He follows 29 people.
Do you think Jar Jar Bottoms...
Okay.
Would you top Jar Jar Binks?
I'm still thinking about Jacob Tremblay. Please don't talk about gay sex while Jacob
Tremblay's
Why is he got to
be
brain.
Gay? Don't gender by Jar Jar.
Oh, I guess anybody can bottom. You don't have to be gay. You
right.
know what? God bless.
You're welcome.
Would
I think is that
put...
what I taught you today? You're really, that's the big takeaway.
Yeah, I'm taught.
Does that mean you learned something? Or
Bro,
you,
I have like, learned.
Are you saying you're taught as a tiger?
Taught? A tigre?
Is
how,
your,
do you, how do you spell tiger?
Is your crusty crust
oh
got
my
a
God.
Warm
shush. I'm trying to talk about who Jacob Tremblay follows on Twitter.
Why?
He follows
Why?
Shawn Mendes.
I'm over this Jacob
now
Tremblay
that is
Queens
a duet.
Episode. Does Jacob Tremblay sing? Doesn't say it in his Twitter bio.
We don't know yet. That's the best thing about Jacob Tremblay. He's only 9. We don't even know what he's capable
he's
of.
He's a riddle.
He's a riddle
wrapped
in an enigma.
And
enigma.
Wrapped in bacon. Wrapped in a bacon-wrapped date.
Oh my God. God.
So back to Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah, yeah, Jar Jar Bottoms. So,
I think he is your inevitable.
How dare you?
You and Jar Jar are my OTP.
Corey have this. Corey and I have this thing.
Tie bar.
You know what?
Jar,
we invented
Jar.
OTP. I would say, because we used to call boys our inevitables. It's the concept of, you might not get with them now. It might not, maybe you tried
They're
it before.
They're your forever love.
But eventually you guys are going to get married. It's all going to work out.
You're,
so you're saying Jar Jar Binks is my inevitable?
Eventually you're going to top Jar Jar.
Oh my God.
And he would say, give me your
top
bus.
Jar Jar? Have you ever bottomed for a jar?
Can you?
Have you seen one guy, one jar?
I have.
I can hate that it just your, shatters inside of him.
Can you give me your best Jar Jar Binks impression?
It would probably be offensive in the same way people called his accent offensive. I'm not even going to go there.
So
if you don't like my apple, don't shake my tree.
So then what you're saying is, that One Man, One Jar was filmed with Jar Jar.
Can you believe I'm traveling to but when this airs,
yeah,
I'm literally going to be in Jacob Trombleyville.
Oh my God.
Taking it by storm.
Oh my God.
I wonder if on that flight I'll have had a rosemary roll.
You should set your Twitter reminder now to tweet
Jacob Trombleyville, I am in you.
You.
So I'll tweet it the day before this episode goes out, and I wonder if everyone will wonder, what does that mean? Or if they'll
he?
Just unfollow
me. Are you going to tag Jacob Trombleyville?
Actually, I don't think I can, because if there's no context, people will, it sounds a little inappropriate.
Whoa.
He's 9, okay? He's got
Jar Jar.
A small dog that he's naming Ray, okay?
Do you think Jacob Tremblay?
Stop
it! Do you think he calls his dog Ray Tremblay?
Why are we talking about him?
Ray Tremblay.
I would have liked Jacob Tremblay as Frida Repulsa. Now that is a role.
How do we call the power? Who else is signed on for the Power Rangers cast movie?
You know, he could be, Jacob Tremblay could be, not Face, but what's his name? Zoltron?
The Wizard of Oz. You know Zoltron's a ripoff of The Wizard of Oz.
You're telling me. Physically, you're telling me right now.
I am. I told you.
I damn.
I am.
I once hooked up with somebody who said, when things were getting steamy, he vaguely just dropped in the fact that he's in the running to be in the next Power Rangers franchise. I was like,
no, no, yeah. No. That did not happen.
I was literally like,
you were rimming the Blu-ray.
Stop! No, I was not doing anything. We were just getting cordial. But he dropped that knowledge, and I was like, okay.
Did you know now? They're giving them the original cast names. Wait, Becky G is playing Trini.
Shush your mouth, please.
I can't.
Wow.
Becky G as Trini.
Singing in the shower.
I wonder if she's working up a sweat.
Is that a single of hers or something?
Yeah, I think it was like way too of a, like one. No one caught that reference.
Wow.
Except for the Becky G stand.
Can you believe Mary the Night was only a top 29 hit?
I think my question's better.
Okay.
What if Becky
G... I'm going to argue with that. My question was pretty
good.
What
if Becky G fans call themselves?
Shower
singers.
No. This is not body shaming in any capacity, but does she have a tooth cap?
Uh-huh.
So maybe they're her... Maybe they're
braces.
Her...
Braces.
Yeah.
And they, like, brace...
They lift, hold her together.
They lift her
it's
up.
It's a tight... knit community.
You know this is good. I found it on one of those like answers.com websites.
I love this. Did you Google what a Becky G fans
what
call themselves?
What are Becky G fans called?
Jacob Tremblay.
They're called Beasters.
I'm going to have to pass on that.
Like, who in her team sat in a room in Jacob Tremblayville?
What did Jacob Tremblay fans call themselves?
In a skyscraper and said, let's name her fans Beasters. You
Jacob
know pop stars have like meetings about naming their fans nowadays.
I'm aware. Well, yeah, because on fucking X Factor and American Idol, they already have names for their fans before they're even in the top 12. I'm like, honey, we get that it's all our production, but like you don't gotta force it down our throats.
What were their fans called?
I don't know. Singing in the shower.
Well, I think there's only... one way out of this.
What do Jacob Tremblay fans call themselves?
Blazers. Trailblazers.
Jacob
Tremblayles.
Tromblazers.
Tromblazers.
Oh, I don't hate it.
Yeah, he's welcome.
Now, if you're a Tromblazer, be sure to subscribe to this podcast. We love your support, and we love your support for Jacob's new career. We think he's on a path towards success. And we wish Ray, baby Ray.
Sweet baby Ray. My dad had a cat named Sweet Baby Ray. It was blind and it got hit by a car.
It's a brand of barbecue sauce.
Well, maybe the cat was born in a barbecue sauce bottle.
Would you eat cat doused in barbecue sauce?
Well, tune in next week to find out.
Okay.
We're really going to set them up on a cliffhanger here.
Okay.
So... Okay. Be sure to follow me on Twitter. Be sure to follow me on Instagram.
Yeah.
And keep watching The Amazing Race.
Good luck with your lives.
We love you.
Bye.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.